Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Jeremy Salton, Director of English Language Outreach for Israel's Yamina Party. Jeremy, why did Yamina decide to go to the opposition rather than join the coming government? Was it a matter of policies, portfolios, both? Give us some insight.
3 weeks ago, Gantz and Netanyahu signed a coalition agreement. After that point, Yamina asked to start coalition negotiations with Likud, similar to other members of the right-wing bloc, which has been the bedrock of Netanyahu's survival for the last year plus. The two questions that Naftali Bennett asked Benjamin Netanyahu were, what direction is this government going in, and what influence will we have in that coalition? In terms of the direction, we know that the coalition agreements give out specific portfolios to many different members. Of course, many members of the left getting key portfolios in that deal. What we don't know is, until today, in fact, is what the coalition guidelines are. What is the policy? What is the policy on a wide range of issues? We just do not have a lot of answers there. There are very, very few areas in which we have answers in terms of policy. The second question, in terms of influence, is the question, are we supposed to be senior members of this coalition, or are we going to be junior members of this coalition? This is a very important point, because if you're going to give top ministries to people such as Amir Peretz, the leader of the Labor Party, Itzik Shmuli, Avi Nissinkorn, Benny Gantz, and Gabi Ashkenazi, the question is, what about the right-wing part of this government? Let's remember that the right-wing bloc voters voted to get Netanyahu as prime minister with right-wing ministers. They did not vote to get left-wing senior ministers in this upcoming government. What you have, in fact, is people voting for Netanyahu and getting Gantz as prime minister in a year and a half.
As seems to be the style nowadays, Yamina is an alliance of different parties, in this case all on the right side of the political spectrum. These parties may have made a united decision in the end, but the new right, led by the ambitious Naftali Bennett, was clearly entertaining the possibility of a spot in the government, saying just last week he'd be happy to take the health portfolio. What are the prospects, realistically speaking, for long-term unity in Yamina? They don't sound good.
Yamina is an alliance of different parties that cover the spectrum of both religious Zionism and the ideological right to the right of the Likud. There are disagreements in terms of a number of different issues within the list. However, when it comes to the decision to sit in the opposition, Yamina is united. Now, Naftali Bennett is the leader of that list, and everyone agrees with what it is that he is saying. I'll remind you and your listeners that all of the MKs within the list signed off on the decision that we put out this morning. So again, we are united. There is a lot of attempts by Likud to try to go ahead and break us up. I do not think that they will be successful in that regard.
You are listening to Jeremy Salton, Director of English Language Outreach for Israel's Yamina Party. Yamina's statement on joining the opposition mentioned some government legislation it would support from the outside, such as West Bank annexation. Clearly, that annexation, up to 30% of the West Bank as greenlighted under the Trump administration's peace plan, cannot be enough to some in Yamina. In addition, the U.S. ambassador to Israel has now said there would be strings attached, for example, that Netanyahu will have to offer peace talks with the Palestinians based on the possibility of statehood in the remaining 70% of the West Bank. That's anathema to Yamina. How can it possibly vote in favor?
When it comes to legislation, one of the very few issues that we know will come up is the vote that will allow Israel to apply Israel's sovereignty. We don't know if it's going to be 30% as the Trump plan. We don't know if it's going to be just an incremental vote on just a few settlements. We are just not sure, because that issue has not been clearly defined within the coalition agreement. And of course, we've heard public statements from members of the left-wing side of this upcoming government who've said they will do everything in their power in order to prevent that from happening. So I'm not so sure that we will see that, but if there is a vote, any vote, which will allow Israel to apply Israeli sovereignty, Yamina will support that, whether it's from the coalition or the opposition. Again, this is an issue that is important to our voters, and we will be very happy to vote for that. That has nothing to do with our decision whether we're going to be in this coalition or not. It would be great if we had clarity, more clarity on this issue, as well as more clarity on all the other issues that you would expect in any other government.
Jeremy Seltan, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.